Chayes Halvavus, Wednesday night, Shar HaBitachon, Perek Revi'i, page Kuf Nun Beis. Towards the bottom of the page, Avul Mashet Sorech Shenif Techalavo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 lines from the bottom of page Kuf Nun Beis. Where you do have bitachon, where you do have to have bitachon when it comes to mitzvahs and bechira, is number three. Actually carrying out the deed. Also, after we choose so. And now the Chayes Halvavus lets in on a secret when Hashem will allow you to carry out the deed. It's up to him. So when b'chenus machshava, if you really mean to do it, you really want to do it, v'nizom, and yeah, you develop the plan. In other words, if you made the right b'chira, the pashtus, unless there's something unusual or it's a punishment or it interferes with some other grand master plan, then Hashem will let it happen. But that is your bitachon. That's where you're relying on Hashem. Benishtadel b'matzponoki, you have to do it l'shma. Sometimes Hashem foils your plan to do good when you have ulterior motives. Whether it's kavod, or you want to mess someone else up, or, you know, people have ulterior motives for things they do. That's what the whole Shar Yichud HaMais is about, doing things with pure motives. So if you're doing it l'shma, and with pure motives, and l'shma, l'shem Hashem, Hashem will, and you then have the right, so to speak, to rely on Hashem, that it'll taka come to fruition, and you'll be the vehicle through which this good thing happened in the world. And we saw in the Chayes Halvavus before, that when that happens, you get schar for that also. In other words, you certainly get schar for the choice you made, which is your purview exclusively, and the game plan, which is part of the choosing. And the chiddush is, it's a chiddush because it's not up to you. Chiddush is, you get schar when Hashem allows it to occur, to happen. And that manifests that you're deserving of a reward, that you're a worthy vehicle, that good things happen. So that's where you have your bitachon. Ubekach, and therefore, that's where tefillah comes in. When you see many times that people are davening, or David HaMelech's davening, or we daven to do mitzvahs, so you say, what am I saying? We have bechira, what's going on? So the Chayes Halvavus, he gives different answers scattered throughout the Sefer. Even here itself, he's going to give another approach. But many times in the Sefer he addresses, what are you davening for when it comes to Bechira? L'chara, that's a Bechira matter. So why are you davening? So here he's going to say that you're davening that the third thing should happen, that Hashem allow it to be, to occur, that Hashem allow it to be oiskefir, that Hashem makes it happen. Because that's only up to Hashem, as much as anything else in the world is. Bechira is only in the plan, in the decision and the planning.
Is he saying that when you daven before you do any mitzvot, so that it would be successful?
It would be appropriate to.
You
could. It's appropriate to. Hashem, let me get to shul. Hashem, let the oni that I'm giving stalker to taka be an oni. You know, Hashem, let me indeed carry out my will. My choice, let it happen. So when you find Lashonos in Tehillim or in davening, again, he addresses this issue many times in the Sefer, and every time he says a slightly different twist. Here he's saying that it's appropriate and you are davening that the third thing should happen.
So if I decide that I'm getting up in the morning and then I set an alarm, I should not betach an alarm, I should betach an Hashem that I would get up.
You betach Hashem that the alarm should go off. That's not up to you. It's up to Hashem. It happens to me all the time. The alarm didn't go off. I can't understand it. I have to daven to Hashem, you should hear the alarm. If you hear the alarm and you go, oh, I ain't getting up, and you turn over, that's not Hashem. That's you. But you daven to Hashem that the alarm clock should work. It's appropriate to it. The alarm clock, all these things. You're like, you daven to Hashem, and you have bitachon, that the oven should work and the cake should come out the way it says in the recipe. So you daven to Hashem that the alarm should go off, right? That you should hear the alarm, that's all. Then the davening could be limitless. You don't want to have chas v'shalom a stroke that you can't get out of bed, right? You don't want to become paralyzed. You say, zokef kefufim, matar asurim, right? All these things are Hashem. You want to find your socks. You can't find the socks. Where are my socks? Mommy, where are my socks? Where you left? That's always the answer. According to the Chavis Halvavos, it would not, the correct phrase precisely would not be give me the ability, but let the result happen. Like, that's not your ability. He really is. I mean, it's like saying a person should always be davening throughout the day, you know, davening to Hashem to make him be successful. Now, most things throughout the day, I don't know most things, so many things throughout the day are total bitachon and tefillah. That's what we said before. When you, if you're spending your day at work, everything, there's no decision, there's no bechira. There, everything is, that. Do we spend the whole day davening? No, I mean, you know, Rabbi Victor Miller Zatzal does recommend very strongly that we, you know, we say, Hashem, let this work out, Hashem, you do something, you should daven to Hashem. Hashem, you know, you say tefillas haderech, Hashem, let me get to Yerushalayim safely. That's all you're saying. No, that's a dinish. Look, that's always a good thing to do. The chiyuv is in Shmona Esrei. It's always a good thing to do because a chazal didn't just throw it on you. They understood that in the psychology of tefillah, it's good to first be appreciative of the past and to recognize Hashem's capabilities and Hashem's beneficence and Hashem's godless, and that puts you in a certain frame of mind.
So I hate to take all these things. What would be an example of a personal tefillah?
Whenever I get up Shabbos morning to speak, I say, Hashem, let this work out. I could forget what I'm about to say. It could be expressed more people than normally could fall asleep. Right? I daven that everybody should fall asleep.
They can sneak out, come back from it.
Right? Yeah. Let it work out. Let it come out well. Let it be articulate. So many things can go wrong. I mean, really. And anything you do. So this is what Chavis Halvavos says. If you enter Rabbi Victor Miller tapes, it's a constant refrain by him that we should always be davening to Hashem to give us success in whatever we do. And every time you drill a tooth, you know, Hashem, let this work well. You know, you hit a nerve and all of a sudden it's spurting blood. Right? I mean, when you think what could go wrong, if you see sometimes when it does go wrong, you say, you know, it could always go wrong.
Say
and these things. What?
Say it when you get in an elevator.
You get in an elevator, you get stuck for half hour. You get in an elevator from now on, you're going to start davening. Hashem, let me get to the elevator.
Just let it go down and stop where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right?
Open up.
Include the word Sheva, including the Hoda, and say, Chris Prabhu's Gadol, please let this work out, and thank you for giving me.
You want a suggestion? I would suggest what the Mishnah in Bracha says in the ninth parak, that you give hodo ala ovar. Yeshvach should take the form of what the Mishnah in Bracha says, say, Hashem, you've done it in the past. You've been there for me when I needed you in the past. Please continue to be there for me. That's a good way to frame it, I think.
Thank you for being there.
Isn't that hodo? We're talking about Shvach now. I'm saying that I'm recommending. Formulate whatever you want in terms of Shvach. You could say Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Vahanora. since the Mishnah Bracha says no saying Hodo Ala Omar, so Hodo and Shvach are closely related. You say, you know, Hashem, you've been there for me in the past, is already Shvach. Hodo is thank you for being with me in the past, where you mock your toe. But the Hakara that Hashem has been there for you in the past is easily defined as a Shevach, right? You're saying, you know, when you say, you know, when you describe Hashem as, you know, doing things for the Avos, that's a Shevach. I mean, Mitzrayim Galtonu Hashem Elokeinu Beis Avodim V'Nisonu Groves Antonu U'V'Sovelku Kaltonu Mechevi Saltonu Mideve Milatotonu. That's all Shevach. You're saying, Hashem, there's a track record here. You've been there for me. Don't let me down now. You can say sometimes, you know, you carry, you know, Hashem, you know, you brought me till here. You know, don't dump me now. Leave me like high and dry in the middle of the ocean. You know, you brought me a half away across the ocean. You know, get me the other half.
All this tefillos and shevach and udah—that's all the bitachon.
That's a major topic in and of itself. Which, what is the dividing line between bitachon and tefillah? Bitachon is not tefillah. Tefillah is not bitachon. The ultimate baal bitachon might not even feel a need to daven. It's like a chiddush, you have to daven because he has bitachon. He's relying on Hashem, and that's a natural. He's developed that attitude that he's relying on Hashem for everything. So he's so into Hashem, and he's relying on Hashem, and he is fulfilling all the things that we learned about till now in the first parak, in the second parak, and in the third parak. It could be easily phrased as a question: why would such a person feel the need to daven? Such a person wouldn't feel like davening. I had someone once describe that hergish to me very stark, that they had a certain problem, and they decided they're going to have bitachon, and they're just going to throw it all on Hashem, and they went through all the steps that we learned about, and then they said to me that it was weird because they didn't even feel like davening. They were so focused on bitachon, and I'm relying on Hashem, and you know, I have nothing to worry about. Hashem li lo ira maya seb basar li. So you say, when you're really, really, really into that, it was weird. I feel like davening. But that's wrong, because you always have to daven. It's like, where indeed does davening fit in? When you hit your peak in bitachon, where does davening fit in? Okay, that's a topic in itself.
So why is it bringing they should say tefillos?
We're too much off track, okay? We're too much off track. The Chiddush is here. Listen what he's saying. Get back on track. He says, it's a chova to daven to Hashem to let our good intentions be realized. Right? People have good intentions. He's talking about really good intentions, because they do number two also. We're not talking about good intentions just number one, that they're just like unrealistic and they never make a game plan to carry out. We're talking about a person did number one and number two. They made a very specific logistical game plan for the decision to be carried out. Then he said, you have to daven to Hashem that it should work, that it should be successful. Right? And whatever you're doing. We're doing about doing mitzvah. So Kamo Shamar Achasit, and this is what, and now he brings on a bunch of psukim where David's davening about doing mitzvahs. And you say, well, what is he davening for? What does that have to do with Hashem? Hadricheni ba'amitecho b'lamdeni, v'yomar hadricheni b'nesiv mitzvosecho, v'omar derech emuna v'chorti, and then the rest of the pasuk is derech emuna v'chorti, the rest of the pasuk is a tefillah. Bamar davakibid v'secho Hashem al tevisheni, v'al talsel mipid varemes ad miod. V'chol zemore, all of this shows, what are you showing in these psukim? He's showing in these psukim, it's implied in these psukim that David HaMelech already made the choice. So what is he davening for? He's made good choices, he knows what's right, Hadrucheni b'amitecho means he knows what amitecho is. He knows what he's supposed to do. Shekvar hoysa the chol zemore. All of this is it's implied. Shekvar hoysa b'chiroso es masa hamishmas. He already made the choice. Elishu mispala l'fnei Hashem b'shnei dvorim. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. What's tonight? Tonight's party night. Like, you mean everybody who's always here is here, Taka? Pretty sad.